Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm ranting, if you just joined us, about this report. It's at NBC, Shantai Express News, you name it. Judge bans prayer at Texas graduation. So now they've told the speakers, the valedictorian, others. The judge says speakers cannot call on audience members to bow their heads. Now, here's the key. Join in prayer or say amen. And if you go read the full ruling, basically they can't make religious connotations in their speech. So this is the precedent being set with our young people who will grow up thinking bowing down to government's the way to go. And the exact same system they put in Europe and Canada. You know, preachers, you can search the term, preacher arrested for reading Bible passages in Canada. And they have told churches in the last decade, if you read passages critical of homosexuality and the whole gay lifestyle, you will be arrested. Same thing's happening in Europe. Well, folks, regardless of what your stance is on that, you should support those churches having their right to free speech. Whether you agree with them or disagree, when you take their free speech away, it's over. I mean, why do you think the ACLU has rightly defended the right of the Ku Klux Klan to march? It's unsavory. Most of the time, it's a bunch of feds dressed up doing it. That's come out in the Orlando newspaper and others. I mean, there's no real Klan people there. It's all feds to create racial tension. Hal Turner, the famous top Nazi, as I told you, it was an FBI operative, now admitted in federal court. Side issue. The thing here is that you'd better defend their right. Like, I'm seeing cases of people now being arrested for using the N-word. I saw a case years ago in Utah where on record at the football game, the black folks called the photographer for the newspaper and the coach and other people. You can pull up these articles. Called them white, you know, the white insults, the honky word, the cracker word. I better not say the big holy word though, the N word. And then the people called them that back. But that's it. Police said, well, you're allowed to say the honky and the cracker, but you don't say the other word. Folks, this is an obsession on words. So, and then the political correctness expands to San Francisco and other cities in the U.S., where in the San Francisco case, it was Hispanic kids wearing American flag shirts because, quite frankly, they were sick of folks running around waving Mexican flags everywhere. They're like, hey, dude, this is America. And the school said, you will go home. You'll turn those shirts inside out. You'll go home. You don't wear an American flag here at this school. The illegal aliens are so outraged by American flags when they see them. It's like a vampire seeing a cross or something, I guess. That's the way they behave. That all over the country, at gas stations, repair shops, government buildings, police stations, post offices, you've seen on the news, the illegals run up in mass and pull it down and run up Mexican flags. That's the political correctness. And the media is like, how cute, how sweet. You see, and the media is like, well, that American flag does need to be taken down. That's pretty evil. That could incite people. So, see, you go from saying, let's ban Nazi speech, to now Cass Sunstein saying, and notice Cass Sunstein in those Harvard reports he put out and then reissued in the White House. Even Reuters covered this. If you're a new listener and don't believe it, and I don't blame you not believing it. It's crazy. It's over the top. He said, we want to first find people who don't believe in man-made global warming or don't believe the official 9/11 story or believe that some sunshine is good for you. These are quotes. If you say any sunshine is good, we'll fine you and then we'll condition people to accept arrest. And people say, why did he pick saying sunshine's good for you? Well, that's going after alternative health folks because they pick something that seems reasonable so they can ban it, so they can ban anything by setting the precedent.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Phones up today, and I promise the entire third hour interspersed with key news will be your phone calls on all the incredible things going on in our world. Any subject, any item you want to get into. I want to break down the Federal Reserve going back on its promise to stop the printing presses. Then they're going ahead with quantitative easing 3, which means more inflation. MSNBC is reporting that will cause more inflation in commodities, oil, gold, silver, you name it. Gold, oil, silver, they're not really going up. The dollar's going down. And we've also got this phenomenon of fights breaking up and breaking out all over the country, riots breaking out, and how that ties in to the fact that close to 50 million Americans are now on food stamps, and the Congress is moving to cut food stamp allotment. Can you imagine what that is going to trigger in this country? Plus, with inflation, they're not increasing the amount of food stamps. So regardless, it won't buy as much as it did. What will that trigger? If not this summer, next summer. We're going to be breaking that down coming up in the next hour. Also, World Health Organization lists cell phones as cancer hazard. Why are they doing this now? I'm going to shoot a special video report tonight that will undoubtedly air here on the radio and TV tomorrow. So stay with us on that, but I will get more into it coming up in the next hour. Also, the latest in Libya with more U.S. and British troops there. Obama keeping his promise to only stay a couple days, not weeks. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. He lied. NATO announcing more ground troops, helicopters. They'll be there at least until September as Muammar Gaddafi digs in. That is all coming up in the next hour. Also, Goldman hedges in political bets. This is out of the Wall Street Journal. CNBC is also reporting on it. And Goldman is equally buying both political parties. See, that's how the globalists operate. And then it's the politician's job to make you think there's a difference and make you think they're fighting with each other when all they're doing is fighting on who can lick boots the best of Goldman Sachs, one of the majority owners, one of the largest owners of the private offshore Federal Reserve. So that is all coming up as well. But, I tell you, I got a chance to meet him out in California late last year when I gave a speech, two speeches to two capacity crowds, 1,800 great Californians total, when I was invited out to speak in Santa Cruz at KSCO. And he's Dr. Corey Gold, received his doctorate in dental surgery from the University of California in 88. Prior to that, he also received a degree in biology with a minor in chemistry, an additional bachelor's degree in dental sciences. Dr. Gold practiced general dentistry for more than 12 years until he began to get more into nutrition. For the past 18 years, he's been highly involved in health and natural product industry and is really a leading developer out there in many of the top-selling supplements in the country. Very successful gentleman in his own right. He's the founder and president of the Advanced Continuing Education Systems, which is a nationally accredited continuing education provider for dental professionals, trying to break some of their programming and educate them. And so we're really honored to have him joining us from KSCO. I don't know, are you in their studios or are you there in your office studios, Dr. Gold?
We're down south here in Southern California, so we're at a remote studio here today.
Well, it's good to have you. Now, we've had you on for about politics previously, but I wanted to get you on for the balance of the hour because we've seen in the Food Safety Act $17 million given in November in 1 week by Big Agra to openly shut down small farms and ranches, SWAT teams hitting more Amish, harassment, trying to shut down organic food, SWAT teams in California, Texas, raiding farmers markets over the rutabaga and squash with guns drawn to create the illusion that they're doing something wrong. That's a show for the jury later. That, look, they're so dangerous, we came with guns to folks openly selling food. Europe now, people couldn't believe this would happen, now banning hundreds and hundreds, that will pull up those BBC, London Telegraph headlines, hundreds of over-the-counter supplements banned. Big Agra, Big Pharma, merging, openly coming out and stating on the record, I'm just setting the table here for you to talk about because you're the real expert, to where they come in and patent fish oil or patent vitamin C, change one area of the molecule, add a carbon molecule, and then it's $400 for fish oil over the counter for 100 pills. It's $300 for over the counter vitamin C. So then they ban that, make you get a prescription for adulterated low dose. Now it's happened. They banned over 300 over the counter supplements, including vitamin B12 complexes in Europe 2 weeks ago. They made good. Obama put Codex Alimentarius in the Food Safety Act. By the grace of God, hallelujah, it failed but narrowly. This is, for everybody out there who just joined us, the game's over, the denial's over. They do want to do this to you. They're coming after everybody. Dr. Corey Gold, break it down for us.
Well, ultimate control is taking charge of the air you breathe. Now we're being told that when we exhale, we're killing the world. It's taking charge of the water. They're putting fluoride in the water, which is a toxin, not good for you. Now they're talking about putting lithium in so you're never depressed. Seriously, they're talking about putting lithium in the water because some people are sometimes depressed. Therefore, everybody has to have lithium in their water. And now they're talking about the food we have to eat because the food we have to eat is now needs to be genetically modified so it produces its own pesticides. So literally we're told that every time we exhale, we're killing the world. We're told that when we drink water, it's got to make us happy. And that the normal food that people have been eating for 5,000 5,000 years, 6,000 years isn't good enough for you. It's got to be genetically modified, maybe putting an animal with a plant together, with a pesticide together, so that the crops may grow bigger, probably won't, but you owe your life to other people and other governments. So literally we're being told, I'm waiting for Girl Scouts to be rounded up for selling cookies on the street for not holding their cookies right or being in the sun too much. I'm waiting for kids to be arrested for lemonade stands on the corners, because literally it's becoming a grid of control about how you breathe, what you you drink is water, and what kind of food that you eat.
Wait a minute, doctor. They've already sent the police out to write fines to Girl Scouts in multiple states. They are shutting down lemonade stands. So this has already begun.
Oh, I mean, it's absolutely bananas. And now I know they're talking about controlling if you want to grow some tomatoes in your backyard. You know, they're saying, listen, if you grow tomatoes in your backyard, something bad might happen with the tomatoes in your backyard. It may create chaos in the entire food chain. Therefore, you can't grow your own food. And once you can't grow your own food or clean your own water or, you know, control the air around you, you're basically a slave to other people and your health is not your own. So, I mean, it's becoming very scary out there. And you see the drug companies coming out, like you said before, with fish oils. All of a sudden, we discovered fish oils. My father, who's now in his 80s, when he didn't feel well, he had cod liver oil. They would just simply do the right things. A lot of things that people used to do 100, 200 years ago make a lot of sense. But now it's a $300 drug to have a better fish oil. The reality, fish oil is pretty much fish oil. And they changed it a little bit. So now maybe they'll take fish oil off the market because you have to have the prescription fish oil. And politicians want to be reelected. Politicians want money in their pockets. Politicians want nobody to run against them. Politicians don't even know what they're voting on most of the time. They simply have lobbyists tell them what's the best. Sometimes they don't really know. Sometimes they do know and look the other direction. But at the end of the day, look what's happened with health care. Is it getting better? No. Is it getting cheaper? No. Is it getting quicker? No. It's getting worse in all those metrics. But we were told, hey, don't worry. You don't need to know what's in the bill. But once you read it, you're going to like it. We don't like it, but it's law nonetheless. Same things with all these other things. For our own protection, we're too stupid. We need to be protected by our government. Therefore, I'm telling you, they're going to literally come and do household checks. What's in your refrigerator? How many Oreo cookies do you give your kids? Do you give your kids Doritos? We know about schools in Chicago where literally if you bring your own lunch to school, regardless of what's in that lunch, they'll throw it away. How dare you bring your own lunch? What were your parents thinking? Packing you an apple, packing you a good sandwich. What were they thinking? The school knows best.
And now the Pentagon is putting in San Antonio and other areas, in one elementary, a $2 million AI software computer camera to watch each child as they eat and track what they're eating and putting it in government reports.
Yeah, and the more the government has been helping us with food, think about this. 50 years ago, the government wasn't too involved in food. Nobody was obese. Very few people were obese. Since they've been helping us more and more and more with great food decisions, more and more people have diabetes. More and more people are obese. More and more people have chronic illnesses. And you hear the word managing disease. You don't hear the word curing disease or getting people better. You hear the word managing disease. Because when you're managing disease, you can keep people taking things for long periods of time. That's good for the healthcare industry. That's good for the drug industry.
Well, you're absolutely right, and expanding on this, they now have put Codex Alimentarius in place, and they actually tried to pass this UN law last year in the Food Safety Act. It actually said, adopt Codex Alimentarius. So they're actually trying to do what they've now done. Headline, hundreds of herbal remedies pulled from shelves under EU rule.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that there's no trial to say that those were unsafe. There was no trial to say, my goodness, somebody's having vitamin C or somebody's having vitamin B, that somehow it's unsafe for them. They were pulled simply because that's what the rule says to do. The rule doesn't have to make sense. It's simply the rule. Therefore, since we're harmonizing, which is a terrible word because it makes you think that something's going to get better somehow, harmony sounds good. In government, most of the words that sound the best are usually the worst. When they start harmonizing things, it's not usually for your harmony. So they're harmonizing laws so that your laws now agree with foreign laws. Meanwhile, all your rights are being taken away to eat the things you want to eat, and your parental rights are being taken away.
Well, this is a big deal to have the Obama administration and Big Agra tried to put through Codex Alimentarius. Let's break down what Codex Alimentarius will do if they're able to implement it here and what they're already starting to do in Europe on the other side. They industrialize the food, they adulterate it, then they make it illegal to not eat their food.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Yeah, the good guys lost a few battles because we didn't know there was a war going on. But now more and more people know there's a war on for their mind, their property, their children, their ideas, their liberties, and we are rising. Now, if you think I'm joking, you can just search Herbal remedies banned as new EU rule takes effect. You can also pull up the BBC. Normally I can find stuff really quick. I couldn't find it. Jaron couldn't, but I bet we'll find it soon. I remember the Daily Mail and BBC headlines. Hundreds of herbal remedies pulled from shelves. It's something like that. We're going to find it. The point is, this is really going on. Here's the London Guardian. This is from just a few days ago. Herbal remedies banned as new EU rules take effect. And it's actually from May 1st, so a month ago. Manufacturers and herbal practitioners say strict guidelines aimed at improving safety could force them out of business. And it goes on, and you can pull up the headlines. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of mainline herbs are being pulled from the shelves under this UN agreement written by the big pharma production outfits. Just like Big Agra openly is financing the food safety bill to shut down the farms and ranches where the Amish aren't even allowed to put out any dust. But big companies, they're given exemptions. They can put all the dust they want out, but the Amish, you aren't actually even hurting the land compared to the Big Agra. Oh, they now have the bureaucrats being unleashed on them. And it's happening to everybody. Corey, this is a systematic monopoly being set up by the big mega corporations, and they're on record. The Department of Agriculture openly tells farmers and ranchers, get big or get out. This is about a consolidation. And all the third world food pouring in isn't enough to break the back of American farmers, a group the big banks have been waging war against for over 100 years in this country. They don't want us being independent. They want us just like when old Joe Stalin went after the Ukrainian farmers. They always want to shut down people being self-sufficient. Why is that, Dr. Gold?
Well, it's control. Look what just happened in America on another front. You know, I'm a big American sovereignty first person. And here we are having a war, and by my definition, in Libya. The Congress didn't vote on it. The president says it's not a war. But NATO authorized it. So a force outside the United States has taken American troops into war, and yet nobody's recognizing that. And here we are now with something, the Codex, which is a World Health Organization through the UN, which they want to impose upon us. So the world will decide, you know, how we drink and what we eat and what kind of vitamins we can or can't have. So now we're going to have the world deciding what's right for you in Texas, what's right for me in California, what's right for Ted Anderson over in Minnesota. When do we give up sovereignty? When you give up your right to decide what you eat, what you breathe, what you drink, how you do those things, and when the rest of the world's now controlling your food supply, it's not a great place. But who would want to do this, and why would they want to do this? Well, drug companies obviously love having control over large, you know, large groups of people. And if people are taking supplements or people are taking healthy food, your body's a gigantic chemistry set. And if you feed it the right things, it knows what to do with those ingredients. If the food is void of all those ingredients, all those nutrients, it can't operate well. So you need to seek things else outside, whether through nutritional supplements or through drugs. And so they get you in that trap where you don't have food that feeds you. You get fat. And that's one reason why people are so obese. They're starving. They're heavy, but they're starving. So you have things like the World Health Organization coming along with the UN. And I'm still trying to find out what the UN's good for. We pay an awful lot of money to have the United Nations, and I'm still waiting for it to do something that I'm happy about. But now they're telling us, remember in the 1980s, the world was going to be freezing. Then in the year 2000, the world's going to be hot. So they finally figured it out. Yes, the world will be cold sometimes. Yes, the world will be hot sometimes. So now it's going to be called climate change, so you can't exhale anymore. And cows are ruining the world because, you know, they have gases that they release.
And so what they're saying is any change on the planet is abnormal, but
right.
Don't worry, they can genetically splice plants and animals and insects. That's safe when it's super dangerous. They can do all these, they can say Fukushima radiation at many times normal levels hitting the U.S. is now safe by raising the number of what they say is safe. But meanwhile, that evil carbon dioxide that's part of the life cycle, that's what they've got to tax. And it's the perfect thing to go after so they can then target all facets of industry.
Yeah, and you wonder why people are so paranoid all the time. You're told every time you breathe, every time you drive your car, every time you exist in the world, you're killing the world. And somehow that's a good thing, too. Because people, why do we need to have people on this planet, after all, Alex?
Well, let's talk about the eugenics program on the other side and why the system doesn't want people having access to vitamins and minerals. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you just joined us up on Infowars.com, the top story links to CNBC. Wall Street baffled by slowing economy, low yields, and they've got a top analyst saying that we're basically on the verge of a depression. In fact, that's the headline. Market strategist, we're on the verge of a great, great depression. Ladies and gentlemen, the Federal Reserve is monetizing over 70%. Last number we got was 71. That was 6 months ago. They haven't released new numbers. They admit they're monetizing more than they were before. The Chinese, we're getting the numbers from them. They're buying a lot less. And I know I'm digressing off into another issue. It's just, I don't want there to be a depression. I don't want the dollar to be devalued, but it's a fact that it's happening. I was on Mancow, Eric Mancow's big syndicated show this morning, as I am every Wednesday. And he plays devil at advocate, and he said, Alex, you know, the economy is getting better. It's turning around. You want to reverse your statement on that? And here I am interviewing former Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz. Here I am interviewing all these other analysts who've got a history of being right. Mark Fauber, Bob Chapman, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy, U.S. Treasury, Rubinio, all of them saying that it gets worse over time. You see, if 3 years ago they would have let us have a real recession and cut back on the amount of debt, made Wall Street take a huge haircut on the too big to fail, we could have begun to reverse all of this. And it would have been really painful. It's like if you got a heroin addict. They've been shooting heroin for 2 years. They're getting up to a really big dose. And the doctor says, look, you got to go off this now because you're having to take a bigger and bigger dose to get the same effect. Pretty soon you're going to overdose. That's what tends to happen. And the heroin head says, no, give me more. And so, yeah, they're mainlining the last 3 years, more. And every economist, 150 of them, just wrote a letter to Obama. That's in the news today, saying we are going to have a depression if you don't turn around. The problem is the Republicans and the Democrats. The Republicans made $40 billion in cuts. That's not a haircut. That's like cutting one hair off your head. So if the Republicans make $40 billion and the Democrats want to increase, where does that tell you we're going? I know I'm ranting. We've got Corey Gold with us. I'll hold him a little bit in the next hour because he's got so much to talk about. But obviously the first of many interviews. I've been a guest on his show and been out there to visit the great folks at the group of stations he's on out in California that we're also on. But just in case you think I'm joking, herbal medicines banned as EU directive comes into force. You can pull up the other headlines. Hundreds of vitamins, minerals pulled off shelves under EU directive. Here's the London Guardian. Herbal remedies banned as new EU rules take effect. Let me quantify this as we go to Dr. Gold. Let me quantify this for anybody out there who's trying to figure out exactly why this is happening. In 2005, one of the board members of the New Freedom Initiative federal government body that George W. Bush appointed broke ranks out of Ohio, a doctor, went public and said, we've got roughly 20% of young people in America on some type of psychotropic or amphetamine, Ritalin, Adderall-type drug. He said, it's purely about profit. I've been in at the presidential-level meetings, and this went. He released the documents. It made a minor flurry in mainstream news for a week or two, that under New Freedom, their plan is, by 2015, to have 50% of school children on psychotropics or amphetamines. And by 2020, to have over 90%. This is a revolution, a total takeover. Now, what does Big Agra do? They lobby to shut down local farms and ranches, put regulations on them they're exempt from, shut down their competition. What did John D. Rockefeller, the founder, say? Competition's a sin. Expanding. If you go from there and you look at Big Pharma, they openly go to the federal government and lobby to get vaccine liability protection. So when they dump a new vaccine on the market that in their trials like Gardasil, they know we're going to kill people. They've been given federal mandate. So they now get any lawsuits paid off. And it goes into a special kangaroo federal court to begin with. But if you can jump through all those hoops, then you get a paltry settlement. They couldn't get, Merck couldn't get Gardasil approved by the feds. So they went to Texas and had Rick Perry, quote, order all girls to take it. Another hoax. He just recommended it be part of the recommended regimen by the state health department. And girls lined up, took it, died, had convulsions. They didn't care. It kicked in liability protection. And so a drug, a vaccine with a live virus that they knew was killing people in the trials, that's ABC, CBS News, now they could still roll it out and kill people and be given government protection. So you've got a vaccine makers that are lobbying to try to make whatever new vaccines they come out with. They've got hundreds of new ones pending approval right now to force you to take them. 30 years ago, the average child below 10 took, what, 6-7 shots? Now it's over 50. They want it in the hundreds. And they will go lobby to get something approved they know will kill you in many cases, maim you in many other cases. And in the insert for Gardasil, doesn't even protect you. Now, Corey, I know I'm ranting here. It's just that we need to face up to this, and now they're coming after our vitamins and minerals. But my solution is, and I want to hear your take on this and the things I just said, 10 years ago, you couldn't find real organic certified food at any grocery store but Whole Foods. Now all the mainline stores, it's supplanting and is now more than 50% of the food. Now you can't find the GMO milk, at least in stores I see in Texas. Just 2 years ago, it was 50-50. They're at a panic point. Their power grab is because they're weak and because they know we're waking up, so they're trying to close the barn door on us. Do you agree they're panicking because of yourself and many others? There's a revolution of understanding happening.
Well, I think the Internet's doing it, and people like myself, people like you, and people like others, Ben Fuchs, Dr. Wallach, others, are doing this because people are making people aware of a different point of view. Think about this. You said we may be or going toward a Great Depression. I think we're in one. I told my daughter this, and she said, no, I've seen the pictures of the Great Depression. People lined up in bread lines. What she doesn't understand, and we talked about this, is people would be in bread lines right now, except we gave them digital cards so they can take their bread line card to the local store and not have to wait in the lines. If they didn't have these digitized cards that let you have government food, go into your local Ralph's or Kroger's or Walmart and get the food, people would be lining up in every city to get food, and then we'd have this great shock on our face of, oh my God, look at all the people in our community who depend upon the government to eat every day. It's like, what, 15% of the people? It's gone up 39% since President Obama took office. 39% more people are on government assistance for food. So we are in a Great Depression where such a great percentage of Americans depend on the government for food. And back during the Great Depression, people had the capability of making their own food. They knew how to do it. They had the space. They had the resources. They all didn't live in cities. Today, virtually nobody makes their own food or has the capability or the space to do it. So we really are in a crisis spot. We look at the Middle East and people say, gee, it's because everyone's yearning for freedom. People are yearning to eat in the Middle East. Because America keeps on printing money with QE1 and QE2 and probably QE3 and QE4, and it'll keep going on and on until finally we break the machines to print money, people can't afford to eat because everything's based in U.S. dollars, so they don't have enough money to eat in the Middle East. So we are creating great havoc around. Why are we doing this? There's lots of reasons we can look at it. Today, the stock market's tumbling. The government's favorite word is the word unexpected. Unexpectedly, things aren't going the way we thought they'd go. People aren't going back to work. Weren't we told unemployment would be down? Unemployment's not going down. Weren't we told that costs of health care would be going down? Cost of health care is going up. I'm just mind-boggled how everybody's mind-numb to what's happening around them. Everything that we see around us, we're going to close Guantanamo. Guantanamo's open. I win the Nobel Prize. We're doing drone attacks in Pakistan. And we're not fighting a war. We're giving love bombs in Libya. I don't even understand how people just look at the news each night and don't see what's in front of them. Now we're being told that healthy fruits and vegetables, vitamins and minerals, might be bad for you. However, we have drugs to fix everything, and people look at the commercials and say, gee, look at all those happy people walking on the beach. I want to be like those happy people walking on the beach. I better tell my doctor I need that drug. The doctor doesn't tell you what drugs you need. You're supposed to go ask your doctor if XYZ drug would be right for you. Hi,
what
doctor.
What about the Harvard documents that got leaked last week that are confirmed to be authentic? What we already knew, that medical doctors across the board, their professors are told to indoctrinate them under big pharma grants and federal grants tied to it to teach them to be drug dispensers and not people actually practicing medicine, that is learning more.
The universities get paid money, grant money. You can call it what you want. They call it grant money to do research. So if you want to keep doing research and you want to keep having money come into your institution, it's play nice with the big pharma companies. And I don't blame a lot of the doctors out there. The average doctor who goes through medical school has very limited training in the area of health through nutrition and diet and supplementation. So they don't know what they don't know. And so to some degree, the doctors are going out blind in this area, but more and more doctors are becoming aware of this. More and more doctors are becoming holistic in their orientation. And I think we're tipping it over to the point where people are frightened in the system, that people will start taking charge and control back of their own lives, back of their diet, back of their water, back of the air that they breathe. And look at all the people who advertise on your show. Those are the kind of people like, we with you with the InfoWars team, with the products that we provide and the people who purify water through your show and air purifiers and such. People are learning about the different opportunities out there available to take charge of their own health, to stay out of the system.
Now, Dr. Gold, that's the next place I want to go. We know that Big Pharma openly is financing. They've been able to do it in Europe, starting to ban mainline minerals, supplements. They do not want people having access to this because they know the tipping point is coming, just like people demanding organic food, organic milk, growth hormone. Just 7-8 years ago, there were lawsuits by Monsanto and others to try to stop people from criticizing it. Now they failed there. On so many fronts, we're starting to win, so they're rushing in trying to shut us down. I've done my own research, and I also several summers working for a large animal vet who was obsessed with cows, pigs, sheep, chickens, things like that, with the minerals and the vitamins they were giving. And so many times, if they had a problem, he would point out studies where if cows don't have the right minerals, they'll freeze to death. But if they do have the right minerals, they don't. And so that's why when I saw Dr. Wallach's information more than a decade ago, it really clicked. Of course, he's a famous veterinarian and then biologist in his own right. But that's why I decided to team up, I don't know, 3-4 months ago with Youngevity. Now my mother, my dad, but especially my wife, Ted Anderson's dad, with serious Alzheimer's, couldn't remember who he was or where he was, got him on the fatty acids, got him on the minerals. Suddenly, and I mean, Ted's like, I can't believe it, it works. His dad can go fishing now. His dad has short-term memory back. And then I have a totally separate guy, not involved with Youngevity, not involved with us, a famous brain surgeon, invented many of the most used brain surgeries out there. I have Dr. Russell Blaylock on, and he talks about the fact that the brain doesn't have the fatty acids it needs. He talks about the minerals, and he separately describes how you can reverse or at least stop Alzheimer's, and that they knew this decades ago, but it's open source. It's basically next to free compared to these expensive drugs, and that they know statins are exacerbating and accelerating because they attack cholesterols, and the brain is mainly cholesterol, the part that's solid. They know what they're doing. So I wanted to run through some of the products, and when folks purchase these, they also support the broadcast. InfoWarsTeam.com. We'll put it up on screen. Or if folks want to call and ask questions about the lines of products, 877-551-1301. I really believe in this, and I've only been on it a few months. I can really feel the difference. My wife absolutely loves it. She doesn't want me to talk about one of her medical things, but it's reversed it. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Folks, I believe in this. I promote what I believe in. I believe in Youngevity products. The system doesn't want you to have these. They're the best out there. Run down a list of some of the products that we carry at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Well, probably the most important one's the Alex Pack. We named it after you when we wanted people to have a focus point where to start. You're looking at trying to give your body what it needs. And your body basically needs, well, it needs lots of things, but think of 90 essential nutrients. It needs amino acids, it needs vitamins, it needs minerals, it needs fatty acids. So we put together one pack that gives you those things. So it gives you all your 12 essential amino acids, it gives you your 16 essential vitamins, gives you your 16 essential minerals, and gives you your fatty acids. So you get it all in one package. So when somebody says, you know, where do I start? There's so many things on the shelf out there. Start with the very basics. Make sure you're getting your vitamins. Make sure you're getting minerals. And a lot of people just take vitamins, but they don't get the minerals. And the minerals are very, very important, and they're missing in most plants today. So getting minerals is super important. And a lot of people don't get enough calcium and magnesium. So especially women as they're getting older, the Alex Pack would be perfect for them. So that's a really great place to start. It's like your essential beginning block of nutrition. And from there you add on. There's all kind of great things you could take to add on.
Let me expand on that because going back, you know, I started promoting this 3-4 months ago, or I guess longer now, time flies. But before that, you know, I told Ted, I told, Michael Zwirling, great guy who carries me on some of the stations in California who really believes in it. You know, I've met with him. I said, send me some. I just stuck it in the closet. And my wife's like, what is this? I want more. I've been on this 2 weeks. I have so much more energy to work out. It's not a placebo. I just left it there. Then I started taking it, and I'm like, okay, let's see what this Tangy Tangerine, Beyond Tangy Tangerine does. You know, that super mineral boost with every mineral and trace element in there. Dump it in, drink it, and boy, I was like, man, I can taste that. It's strong. I'm not going to tell folks it tastes great. It's not like these mineral drinks that taste great. You know, it tastes like I mean, it doesn't taste bad, but it tastes really strong. You can taste all these different flavors that you've never experienced. And then, boom, 30 minutes later, I could tangibly every time feel it. We just ran out last week, and I'm like, get me more Tangy Tangerine. Normally, I won't take vitamins and minerals because I don't feel like I get a result from it. I'm really getting a result from this.
Well, you're right. And by the way, when you're taking things such as plant-derived minerals, you know, by the way, I think it tastes great compared to what it tastes like 10 years ago. I've been working a long time trying to get the flavor just right. Pollen Burst is another product that tastes perfect.
By the way, you developed that. I did.
Well, Pollen Burst, I did. I can't take credit for Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's Dr. Joe Wallach's baby.
But I even my wife loves the taste of the Pollen Burst. But, I mean, I'm not knocking it that it has a strong taste. I mean, it's not bad. I'm just saying it's powerful.
Oh, it's amazing. And what's funny is that most people just wake up and they go through the day and they eat the foods that they eat and they think how they feel is the normal way you're supposed to feel. And then when the body starts getting the vitamins, minerals, nutrients it needs, it can feel better because it can start repairing itself. It can give you more energy. Your body produces energy. It does. It's not like you eat it and it's energy in packets. It has to create those substances that create energy. So you need to give them all the building blocks. And when you don't give it the building blocks, it creates out of other bad things. It's kind of like polluting your system there. So we're trying to give it the pure fuel.
Stay there. I want to come back and talk about some of the most common mineral and vitamin deficiencies and some of the adverse reactions, some of the diseases, some of the chronic problems that are well known to be connected to, say, having low iodine. Check it out. It's InfoWarsTeam.com or 877-551-1301. Great folks there to answer questions.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Folks, to break this down, I've been around and had worked a lot in farming and ranching, and it was well known by the old-timers that if you didn't get minerals into the soil and then you fed your cows that grass, that your cows, no matter how much grass they ate, would wither away. But that if you put the right fertilizer, that's why sometimes they would burn their fields on purpose and control burns, it would put some of the minerals back in, and then your cows would be healthy. And it's the same thing what Dr. Gold was talking about, and there's so many studies on this, that Americans eat, and now more and more Europeans, our diets, if you go back even 100 years, folks were eating things that we would think of today as even more unhealthy. Fried foods, pies, pigging out, but they were getting the trace minerals they needed. So they weren't eating five meals a day of unhealthy things. They were eating three meals a day of unhealthy things or things that are seen as that. So you can put on fat cells eating marshmallows with no nutritional value. But then your organs, your blood, the building blocks of the complex tissue systems, they're not getting what they need. So you're eating more to get the vitamins and minerals and trace elements you need. So you're putting on more calories because you've got to eat more of the GMO crud to get what you need. Is that putting it in a layman's nutshell, Dr. Gold?
Yeah, I think everybody knows out there that the soils have been worked to death, that they're not using the types of soil preservation techniques they did, you know, 100 years ago. And so you're getting food that's devoid of vitamins and minerals and nutrients, and they work more at making it look good and lasting longer on the shelf than they do at putting the vitamins and minerals into it. So they're more worried about how it appears to you in the store. Is it red or is it, will it last 8 days versus 6 days on the shelf? That's where they're spending their research dollar on. How does it look versus what's in it from a nutrition point of view?
Well, one of our friends grows a bunch of heirloom tomatoes, and a lot of them were, some of them were pretty, just a bunch of varieties. Some were ugly, but I was eating them last night. They tasted completely different than anything I've got in a store in 20 years. They tasted delicious. They had all these bouquets, these flavors. Instead of these big, beautiful-looking tomatoes you get at the store that are GMO, they have no flavor.
Yeah, we're told that GMO is supposed to be great for us. You would think they'd be proud to put it on the labels. But instead, you're not allowed to say on your food that you're not GMO. So people are waking up to the fact that GMO may not be good for you, and they want to put on their labels, no GMOs. They're not even allowed to write that. Isn't that amazing? They're not allowed to write what they're not. We do not contain GMOs in this food. They're not allowed by law to write that.
Incredible. Well, I really believe in the longevity products. And, folks, you've heard Ted Anderson talk about his dad, who they'd be fishing, and his dad didn't even know they were fishing. Huge reversal with the short-term memory of his dad in just, I don't know, 3-4 months. And he's trying to get him on more of the products. And then I have Dr. Blaylock on, nothing to do with longevity, and he says exactly what the other researchers that we've had on. And what's so frustrating here, Dr. Gold, is the system knows this, and they're fighting to keep the public from being aware of it.
A lot of it's territorialism. You know, people like to preserve their own space, so they fight that their way is the only way versus integrating in with other health professionals. You know, they want to maintain the head of the food chain when it comes to literally who's in charge of health. Everybody listening knows, they've been taught since elementary school, that if you eat healthy, it's good for you. We all know that eating junk food is bad for us. So we're kind of, you know, we're being brainwashed the opposite because of all the fast food commercials and the alcohol commercials and, you know, all the different things that we see. The reality is deep down inside that we know that if we're eating healthy, getting organic, putting vitamins and minerals into our system, we're going to be a lot healthier, and our body can really do a lot of magnificent things. We're divinely created. Therefore, put the right things in, we can do a lot of magic.
Absolutely. InfoWarsTeam.com. You can pay $10 and sign up to be part of the team and get others involved and get huge discounts, kind of like Costco. Or you can just go buy the products right there, and it supports the broadcast. InfoWarsTeam.com or 877-551-1301. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.